Hello.
Hi, can I speak with John?
Speaking.
Hi, yeah, it's Elliot calling from MMA Legal in regards to the Scottish redress claim. How are you doing today? You okay?
With what?
So I'm calling in regards to the Scottish redress claim, you know, for the abuse you're in care.
Yeah,
perfect. So all we do need to do today, basically, is just confirm a couple of details with yourself, take a very brief statement, and we can look at getting this case, trying to get the ball rolling for it. So just to confirm, I've got your name as a Mr. John Carroll.
Yeah, it was actually, my name was John Watt as well. When it was in Kate, it was John Watt.
Yeah, is that a W-A-T-T?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. Would you have had any middle names as well at the time?
No, it was just John Watt. It was known by me as a kid.
Perfect, no worries. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And can you just confirm your current door number and postcode?
It's number 16, DD111SP.
1 S for Sierra, P for Papa.
Yeah.
St. Thomas Crescent, yeah?
Yeah.
Can you just confirm your date of birth as well?
18/12/83.
Perfect. So what age was you when you went into care?
I'm sure it was 14/15. 1998.
Yeah,
and I was beaten black and blue.
What was the reason that you
I ran away? It was because I'd been beaten black and blue by my grandmother.
Sorry to hear that. So you've been beaten at home, so you ran away.
Yep.
When
I was picked up, the social worker, she dealt with it, but she didn't do her job properly. Because we'd have found out that I was missing child for 13 years.
Right, okay, yeah. Sorry to, so where is it that you ended up then?
I was in Duncan Pliss, Young Persons Unit in Dundee.
Duncan Pliss.
Strathmore Cottages.
And how long was you in Duncan Pliss for?
Off and on, out of, I started off in Duncan Pliss, then I went to Strathmore Cottages, then back to Duncan Pliss.
Roughly about a year and a half. Roughly how long was it?
About a year and a half.
And then after Duncan Pliss, where did you go?
Moorhouse.
My new house.
And what
area
was
that, Dundee as well?
That's not a home, that's my own house. It's not home.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah. No.
Yeah, I left Kevin when I was 16.
Go ahead, sorry.
I got my own house. It was before that that was the abuse that was happening. It was one social worker. Just one, that was our worker. She's still working, and she's still abusing kids and adults.
Bad.
Young boys are being stalled and groomed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so what went on at the time then, just a brief explanation?
Well, it was the staff, it was our worker. When I met her on the Perth Road Child Protection Unit, I spoke to her and she asked me questions, asked me to prove that I'd been beaten. And she eventually told me that I deserved beatings because I said you got mum in trouble. And that was lying and all that crap. Then when I was in Strathmore Cottages, I met her sister, and her sister had me and two other boys in her wife fronts. She gave us these wife fronts to put on and gave us three dunce hats, and they had to stand in the corners of each of the corridor.
Yeah, so what was that? What was the cottages place called, sorry?
Strathmore Cottages.
Strathmore Cottages, and that was in Dundee as well?
Yeah, that's in Dundee, yeah. It's on Strathmartin Road.
And how long was you there for?
A few months, because I kicked off with this social worker's sister and came in the home to manage the home for a night or something. She put us in white fronts and told us standing corners of the corridor. So we kicked off. Then I got moved.
Just one moment. Yeah, that's fine. And sorry, so then, could you just explain a little bit about what happened, what else happened at Duncan Place then, sorry?
Oh, well, it was that good at Duncan Place. It was just the social worker, the social worker that seen us when I was picked up after I ran away, and when I got put in staff in our cottages. I was assisted, that was staff of the home for a couple of nights or something. I can't remember how long she was there.
So when you was at Duncan Place, was the social worker abusing you when you was at Duncan Place?
No, Strathmore Cottages.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Just one moment, then, because we'll just a moment. Yeah. So obviously. And then, obviously, I've got that note that you did say where, obviously, the majors wear the hats and things like that. Is there anything else that you might want to mention?
It's that long. Well, I can't even actually remember every single detail, but I think that was it.
Do you know whether they used to, like, you know, restrain you or pin you down and things like that, and, like, you were naughty or...?
Nah. Nah, it was just these two sisters. One was the brother that dealt with me and ran away, and the one that was in the home, the staff member. It was the two of them.
Yeah, no worries. So like you say, it was the social worker when... Sorry, go ahead.
The social worker that was our brother, she was the one that told me I deserved the beatings that I got from my mother because I tried to get her in trouble. And this was going to send me back to my mum. I ran away again. I ran away for another week. Then I got picked up again, took to Duncan Place, and I was told who she was and what she had done and what she hadn't done. And I was told who I was and that I'd been missing for 13 years.
Oh, yeah, do you want
to... I know their names.
Right.
I know the two. Two of them names, another name.
Had you actually been a missing, like, obviously, when you spent, like, that time with your mum, had you been missing all that time, sorry, or...?
No, I was missing from my real mother. Like, say, my grandmother, I don't even know if she's been my real grandmother, because I've never actually met my mother. Like, my biological mother, I've never met her.
So
I don't know. What happened between when I was age 2 to age 15, 14, 15, I don't know what happened, but I was missing. I was a missing child.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know the ins and outs, but I was actually missing. I don't know if it was... I wasn't missing from...
You was at your mother's, are you? Are your grandmother's for those 13 years?
My grandmother. Yeah. I don't know if that's my grandmother, because my name was changed and I was hidden. Even through all the schools and all social worker, I was hidden. I was never declared as John Carroll.
Yeah. No, sorry to hear that again, like you say, because I bet as well when you found that out, then it's like you don't even know kind of what to believe, really, do you, I suppose?
Yeah.
No, sorry to hear that. Just to confirm, do you suffer from any kind of, like, terminal illness or anything like that at the moment?
Yeah, at the moment, and for the last, last 14 years... Again, by this same social worker, she's been narcissistically abusing us, forced me to take the blame for my ex-partner's problems and issues and violence and aggression. Yeah, it's caused a lot of problems in my head. It's brought heaps back for when I was a kid. It's just messed up in my head because she's still working and she's still practicing the same practice as she was back then. Making little boys feel guilty about their mums being abusive. Making them lie to protect their mums.
And do you know her name?
Yeah, it's Colleen Gray. It was Colleen Gray back then. Because I remember that name, because the staff told us that name. That was the person I met. And because in my pals in the home, he had the same second name. and they were from Montrose.
Yeah.
Ah,
okay.
So it was Colleen.
Yeah, sorry to know that.
It was Colleen McKinnon now, but it was Colleen Gray at the time, and her sister was Carol Gray.
No worries. I will just put a note as well, because like you say, you know, because they're dealing with a lot of different cases.
Yeah.
If you come across somebody who's also dealt with things with her as well, it might obviously benefit for yourself as well.
Yeah.
Just to confirm then, could you just confirm your local GP surgery?
It's Arbroath Medical Centre. I'm in process of getting my medical records too, from 2013.
Yeah, no worries.
To
yeah, we will get all of them as well. So if you do want, I can put a note to say that you would like them to be forwarded over to yourself as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, like I say, because especially if you're not really knowing the ins and outs of the childhood, it might be a benefit to yourself to, I suppose, any information really would probably help you want to put together.
Everything I'm doing now is to try and get these social workers held accountable for what they've done to me,
yeah.
To myself, and to many other kids.
Especially if that woman's still walking around now,
She's still a social worker. Right, she's still a social worker. She's dealing with my kid right now, and she's dealt with my ex-partner's kids. Because my ex-partner's kids are her sister's grandkids. So she's protecting her family. She specifically told me that
she should be able to deal with your... feel like she shouldn't be able to deal with your kids. She seems like a conflict of interest, if anything, to be completely honest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've went through that part as well. Yeah, she won't admit who she is, and that's why I'm getting abuse.
Yeah,
that's why I'm getting abuse now, because I know the truth about her. And she's trying to bury me, truth altogether, yeah. Bury Aga. Blame me for everything. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that as well. So, basically, I've got all the information that we need in order to obviously make this claim. I do just want to make you aware as well that when we do make the claim, we're not just like clutching at straws or anything like that. You know, providing you have experienced some form of abuse, which you have already mentioned that you have, then the case will be successful.
The social worker's name should be on my first children's panel.
Yeah.
My very first children's panel. That social worker's name should be on that, because I'm sure she's at the children's panel trying to get me locked up.
No, that's fine. So, yes, all do you need to do now, to be fair, though, John, in order for us to get get this claim processed, we do just need a proof of ID from yourself, like a passport, a driver's license, something like that, and also a utility bill that's paid. Yeah, and that'd be perfect, as long as it's in date. And also a utility bill that's dated within the last 3 months as well.
Yeah, I've got all that, yeah.
Yeah. So I have just sent you a message on WhatsApp. Is there any chance you can just get them over to me now? And whilst you're getting them over, I'll get the form that we need you to sign sent out as well.
Yeah, the utility bills will be out of your court letters. We've got heaps of them.
Yeah, as long as it's got a date on and it's within the last 3 months, then we will accept it.
Yeah, okay. No worries. Yeah, but dates and all that. No worries. We'll get that sent over.
Yeah. Like I said, if you could just do that now whilst we're on the call, and what I'll do is I'll get this claims form sent over to you as well.
Alright, give me a second. Find out.
Yeah, no worries.
Find out. Yeah, my name is in John Carroll now, as in, like you say, it was my birth name. So everything is going to be in John Carroll. I've got nothing to say. Well, I've got one, John Ewan Watt. So there's one.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we'll put it through as John Carroll anyway. There's just an extra section for any previous names.
Right.
I'll just pop that onto that anyway.
Anyways. Let's figure this out. I've got any idea how to come after this and go on to my WhatsApp. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Is it that? Oh. Yeah, it's still on here. Anybody's... WhatsApp.
so it was worth it. Let's see. There we go. Right, no, get off. MMA Legal, yeah?
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's pretty. No use now. Right, talk something, legend. Yeah, it's the wrong address in the driving license, though. They've not changed it since I got it.
Okay, to be fair, I think because we're using that as a proof of ID anyway, that should be fine, because we've got a proof of address as well. Yeah, that should be fine, yeah. I'm sorry to be a pain, but can you just make sure all four corners are on the picture? Just take it again for me, sorry. Just make sure that all four corners are in there.
Okay.
They're really particular, as listeners, you see, so they don't just end up making me call back anyway, if not.
Miss. Yeah, dogs, buggy nudgings. Oh, I'm going to put you in a cage, right? Let's see what the bugs have got. We've got children's panel where I've...
That's fine, thank you. So, Jack, I have just sent a text to yourself now on your number as well. You should have received from MMA Legal.
It might take a while to come through because this phone's got a dodgy signal.
Right, okay. Has nothing come through yet?
No.
If you are on Wi-Fi, I did send it to your emails as well.
Oh, okay. I see the email, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So basically, this form, we just need to sign, and then it'll give us the authority to contact the local authority and get, you know, all your records and medical files and things like that. So you should just say, like, proceed to document or something, or click here to start.
Yeah,
same thing. Yeah, and you should just say, click to proceed.
I confirm. Agree and continue.
Yeah, so agree and continue, but there should be a little tick box next to that as well. If you can tick that too. Yeah. And then literally all you've got to do is tap where it says signature. It should just automatically fill it in for you.
Tool check. Tool client. The one with my name on just flashing. Signature, yeah. Signed by signature.
Sorry?
Name.
Yeah.
Yeah, sign here, yeah.
Yeah. So you just tap that and then it should just choose any of the signatures that you want.
Oh, yeah. The top one. That's more like me. Yeah, that's done.
Yeah, and I think there's just one more towards the bottom as well.
Yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, then once you've done it, it'll just stay in the top corner, finish.
Yep, got it.
Yeah, thank you. So you can download a copy of that for yourself as well if you would like to.
Okay.
That is everything that we will pretty much need to be completely honest. The only thing is, I will just give you a quick call tomorrow. Basically, once we've got the form packaged off to send over to them, did you just like your signature on there as well? So just give me a quick call just to sign that one more and then that'll be everything. Obviously, thank you for taking the time to run through this as well. I understand it can be quite difficult, you know, kind of talking about and whatnot. So I do appreciate you taking the time today. Yeah, no, of course, I can imagine. The claims themselves do take roughly around 12 months in total. So I think, to be honest, we'll probably hear something in like a few months of an update or something like that as well. All right, John?
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Yeah, brilliant. No worries. Well, other than that, you have a lovely day. And like I said, I'll just give a quick call tomorrow just to get that. Sorry, just one more thing, John, I think I forgot to mention.
No worries.
We do just put a supporting contact now. Somebody like a close family friend, something like that.
No problem.
just so So first of all, if anything was to happen to you, in case anything was to happen to you, they would receive obviously the money. But also, they do just need to confirm at the time of paying out, kind of, you are who you say you are, and you was, you know, in care and things.
Well, the only person I've dated at all is my daughter. She's only 13.
How old? Yeah, sorry, just one moment.
Hey, Doug, just go lay down.
That's fine. What we'll do, Joe, is I'll just leave it blank for now. Obviously, at the time of getting, you know, payment or something like that, you will need to speak to anybody, somebody, even if it's a next-door neighbour or something like that at the time. But they'll let you know later down the line anyway, okay?
No worries.
Yeah, perfect. No worries. And you have a lovely day, John, anyway. Thanks for your time.
Ain't no bother, mate. Cheers.
Cheers. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.